Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein down in Sykesville and Eldersburg. And I want to share with you a few things this morning. First off, wishing everyone is staying very healthy and getting through the end of the summer and into the fall and especially into the school year. One of my favorite actors is Clint Eastwood. And one of the movies he made, a spaghetti western, which it was called, was The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And I like to think of The Good, the Bad, the Ugly in a different sense than from the movie. The good is, what are we doing really well here in Carroll County? How are we able to do the things we want to accomplish and just make a lot of things happen? The bad, what are we not doing well? And that's really the opportunity where I can listen and learn from you and then figure out how to do things better. And the ugliness, we're doing things okay, but we could be doing them better. So that's where I do come into that listen, learn, lead approach. I really do want to listen to you, learn from you, and then lead together with you to make Carroll County better and more prosperous every day. It's all about quality of life, and it's all about you. In order to do that, I have to have the ability to reach out to you for that listen, learn, and lead. I try to do that. I try to get myself around. We have eyes and ears all over the place through our webpage and other capabilities. But I have a special guest with me today, Mr. Chris Swam, who is going to share with you other ways that you can learn about what's happening in Carroll County. And then we're going to add on to that at the end some of the happenings that are going to be going on over the next couple months. So first off, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioner. It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. And it's not that I had to pull him in. He was actually stomping up and down wanting to be a part of this podcast. So I had to hold him at bay for a few weeks and finally was able to get him tamed down and brought aboard. Chris, you've been with Media Arts for quite some time now, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been working in communications in either AV in some sort of manner since, probably started in high school for me. So since the late 80s into today. So it's been, I started with just playing around with an old VHS video camera. And now today I sit in front of the website and constantly update that. So it's constant. Every day is a challenge with what we do. And we constantly try to keep everything up to date.
And then in between high school and here, you went to an all-girls school. Isn't that correct?
It was an all-girls school prior to my going there. Yes, that's correct. I went to Villa Julie.
I was going to call you lucky, but go ahead.
Well, there was an obvious reason why I went there. But yeah, there were a lot of girls. But I went to Villa Julie College, which is now Stevenson University. And that's where I got my degree in television production and theater.
Besides the girls, what was the best part about Stevenson and what did it bring to you an opportunity to learn?
Well, I was the first class to have a full four-year Bachelor of Science degree, myself and other peers. But what we really got out of it, and I can't speak for all my class, was that we had real-world professors, people from the industry actually coming in and telling us and being honest, which is oftentimes difficult in an educational environment, about our productions and what we were doing. I think I got more out of that being told what I was doing wrong instead of what I was actually maybe doing right. And that came down to what was called post-production or editing. And I had a great mentor. I haven't heard from him in years, but he really shaped how I tell a story. And that was probably the most I got out of that.
That's important. And honestly, through so much of my career, I truly believe in blending and the partnership of our government, whether it be at the local level, state or federal, blended with our business community, small and large, and then academia all working together. And at the end of the day is exactly what you just shared, is telling the story, understanding what we want to accomplish, all of us working together, most of the time cohesively. You know, sometimes it takes compromise, but working together to get to the objectives on what we want to achieve. The objective I want to achieve in this community is just what I shared a few minutes ago, and that is provide the best quality of life for our county, provide a safe and secure environment for our community, and then work together in leading our county to a better place, a continued prosperous place. In order to do that, we're going to now move into some of the specifics that you provide. You know, we updated the webpage about a year ago. It's awesome. It really is. I do believe in a 1, 2, 3 at most click environment. And you can get to anything and everything within our county. We pride ourselves on transparency, and we use that word all the time. Can you share with us some of the tools that we use to promote that transparency in our county?
Absolutely. So when we actually did the redesign of our website one of the first things that yourself and other commissioners asked for was being able to search for something. We have built in what's called a search engine optimization so that anything you're searching for, you go into that little search bar, you're going to find it. And the more descriptive you are in what you're searching for, the better you're going to get that return. And that's not just for our website, but we have something called the meeting portal, which is attached to all of our live meetings, our boards and commissions. And that search engine searches through all of our PDFs and documents that are attached to those meetings. And that is extremely helpful if you're looking for information on a zoning case or anything of that matter. And I think that what Commissioner Rothstein just said about one click, you know, I think that's so important because we don't have the time to go searching and getting lost and go, what I like to say, going down the rabbit hole on a website. And I do it myself frequently. And that's one of the things we really, really looked at when we built the design for this website. And thank you for the compliment for that, because it wasn't just myself. It was a team of us that really put that together. And it's constantly a team, as you always frequently say, because each of our departments are in charge of updating their individual information.
The other tools, and you're right, and part of those tools is using the best practices within your team. And you have an awesome team that we lean on often. Getting something that may be very important, like it's been some really incredibly rough weather down in Louisiana. We got some of the remnants of it over the last couple of days. But if there was a severe storm situation, how do you use your tools from the decision made either by me or others saying, we need to get the word out? If you can take a step by step so somebody knows where to go.
Sure. So one of the things we're getting ready to ramp up to do, as you just said, Ida's creeping around the county here somewhere. We have an internal communications tool through our Carroll Connect, which is our gov delivery service where folks can sign up for an email subscription to a multitude of topics. We use that internally to reach out to staff first. Then we push out through our social networking, through our gov delivery service, which we call Carroll Connect, basically engaging our citizens and telling them, saying, you know, here's some helpful hints about how to deal with heat, how to find a cooling center, how to prepare your home for potential heavy rainfalls. Those kind of things, of course, are provided by our public safety department, but we include that in our messaging. And messaging is so important with what we do and getting it to the right people and getting people to share. Everyone helps out with this. Our whole community helps out with that by sharing our information. And we can't thank you enough if you're doing that. That's just a part of the process. Then we also have an emergency crawl on the television station that we have, which is Channel 24 on Comcast. And that comes up and gets lit with emergency notifications. So there's a multitude of ways that you can get our information. Just got to reach out and find us. We're here for you.
So Carroll Connect, how do people sign up to get into Carroll Connect?
You can go to our website and look for the insignia Carroll Connect at the footer or any place. We have a website, which is carrollcountymd.gov/Carroll Connect. And there it is. You can also subscribe from our Facebook page.
And then also Channel 24, with partnership with the Media Center, is our government channel, correct?
That's correct. We basically manage that entire channel, which is Channel 24. You can only have to have Comcast to get that. But not to let the cat out of the bag, there are some plans for us to potentially make that a little bit more accessible to our entire community.
Chris, I really appreciate a few of the tidbits and some of the best practices to keep our community informed. The other part, you know, in staying informed, COVID-19, and I'd be remiss if I didn't highlight this, is still with us. Please continue to use best practices, whether it's by wearing a mask in appropriate places, keeping hands washed, keeping social distancing, getting the vaccination, and adhering to best things we can do that the CDC is providing us. In the Army, we use the term one team, one fight, and I know we're going to get through this together. So with all of that said, I'm wishing everybody a wonderful day and look forward to sharing some information next time. As always, life is good. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein signing out. Thanks.